who you are behind closed doors. A Stormlight Archive fanfiction, written by Nevertheless Turtle, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is not rated, with pairing Shallan Adelin, background Shallan Kaladin Adelin. So, you're essentially an expert on honor, right? Kaladin blinked at Shallan, unsure what to make of the question. The three of them had finished eating and had moved to a smaller, shared table for drinks, secluded from the rest of the building by a hazy curtain. The conversation had been drifting lazily from the city's latest scandals to squire hijinks. What? Kaladin finally said, slightly confused at the abrupt change of topic. Of course you are! You are the first person chosen by an honor spren in thousands of years, Adelin said enthusiastically. I mean... And you always figure out the right thing to do, Shallan said. That's definitely not... Adelin nodded. You never murdered anyone in cold blood, even when they deserved it. Kaladin sighed heavily. Where are you two going with this? Shallan coughed into her free hand. Well, you see, we've been having a little debate about honor. And we were hoping you could settle it, impartially. Adelin said, tone serious. Kaladin squinted at him. There was something off about his expression. Can't you ask Syl? Syl was meeting with some of the honor spren with newer bonds tonight. She had insisted that she could handle it on her own, and he should take the night off. But he was sure she would be happy to switch places to come by and give her opinion on other people's business. That was practically a hobby for her. He wasn't sure where Pattern was, come to think of it. He hadn't heard him buzz in a while. Actually, we did, Shallan said brightly. She was our first choice, no offense, Adelin said. I don't think she entirely understood the dilemma. It's a bit too, well, human. Shallan downed the rest of her wine glass, but didn't wave over a server for more. Kaladin felt dread start to coil low in his stomach, the fragile relaxation of the evening starting to slip away. I'm... going to regret hearing about this, aren't I? Adelin leaned towards him, turning wide, pleading eyes his direction. Please, Kaladin. Shallan matched him. Stormfather, not so long ago, light eyes looking at him like that would have filled him with derision at most. What had happened to him? Fine. Kaladin leaned back in his seat, relenting. He was a little curious, even though he knew he wasn't going to be happy with whatever he was about to hear. What is it? Shallan straightened, as if to give a presentation before the queen. Storms, I have a really bad feeling about this. Well, as you know, I'm a lightweaver, and I can chain mine or someone else's appearance, such that they exactly resemble another. I can also create an illusion, so that it appears that an individual is present when, in fact, they are not. Yes? Was Shallan nervous? Adelin didn't kill another High Prince, did he? Now, obviously, practicing light weaving by pretending to be someone else, when done entirely in private, I mean, just me, myself, and I, practicing my radiant abilities can't possibly be dishonorable? I guess. Adeline leaned forward, one hand gesturing sharply. But what if I'm there? I mean, no one's suggesting that it would be acceptable for Shallan to assume a specific private individual's form in public. Unless it is to save lives, Shallan said. Adeline nodded. Unless, of course, it is to save lives. Or as part of my crown-assigned radiant duties. Or that, can't forget to mention that. Or with said individual's consent. Naturally, consent makes all the difference. Quite a few shades of gray. Truly, once you think about it, infinite nuance. Kaladin pinched the bridge of his nose, scowling to keep from laughing. Did you rehearse this? Shallan waved her hand in his face, forestalling any other objections. In any case, would we be disrespecting an individual? Let's call this person Lin for short. Would we be behaving dishonorably towards Lin if I were to assume Lin's form, or have Adeline assume Lin's form, or have Lin appear while both of us are present, solely within the privacy of our chambers? Kaladin waited a few seconds for Adeline to chime in, but he just continued staring intently at Kaladin. This is about Lin? No, not Lin. Lin, Shallan corrected primly. He could just barely make out a difference. Neutral born unto. Just, we don't want to say her, say their name specifically, but I thought saying the individual would get unwieldy. Okay, probably not about Lin, unless they're using a confusing fake name to make me think that. He started to feel a throbbing at the base of his skull. Is there some specific reason you want to look like Lin? He dropped his voice slightly, rubbing his temples. Is it for a practical reason, or do you want to make fun of her, them? Definitely not to make fun of them, Adeline said, voice dropping to match Kaladin's. Many people would consider it flattering, Shallan whispered, for their form to be assumed in this specific context. We're just not certain if Lin would think that, and we're worried that it would be worse to ask. So we decided to ask you instead, since, again, you're... Kaladin waved a hand at her before they could jump into another bizarre routine. Honorable, yes, whatever, fine, I get it. Adeline put a hand on his arm, expression earnest. Look, if you think we should just directly talk to Lin, then we'll do it. We just don't want to embarrass them or hurt their feelings in some way. We genuinely aren't sure how they would react, and, well, you don't have to ask someone's permission for thinking about them. But this is a step up from that. And it's not like there's many people who have had the option. So hence, the uncertainty and asking for a neutral, completely unconnected third-party opinion. Oh, right. I guess that makes sense. In an extremely weird way. Kaladin looked between the two of them. Shallan's expression was open and honest, but, unfortunately, that didn't mean much. Adeline was earnest, but there was something weird about his posture. Guilty? Excited? But why do you want to see a light weaving of Lin in private so much? Shallan pretended to take a sip out of her empty glass. I assume... You can guess, Bridge Boy. Is it really necessary for us to say it aloud? She had a hint of red staining the tops of ears, but she colored easily. It could just be the alcohol. I really don't know, Kaladin said, baffled. Is this a Light Eyes thing? Like, you want to, I don't know, model fashion on them? Ooh! Adeline suddenly looked far too eager. That's actually not what we were thinking, but an excellent idea. I didn't think it was a Light Eyes thing, Shallan said. But I suppose it could be. I don't have a significant enough sample size to presume. There was clearly a joke there that Kaladin didn't get. Adeline cleared his throat. Well, he made another sharp motion with his hands, letting Kaladin go. As you know, Shallan and I are married. Yes, I was at your wedding, Kaladin said dryly. We are married, Adeline repeated, talking over him. And that comes with certain duties and privileges. Among which, Shallan was definitely blushing now. And I suppose this could be considered an, Light Eyes thing, is, well, the need to create an heir. They can't possibly be asking me this. Kaladin looked desperately to Adeline, but the man just gave him a sheepish, apologetic grin. A small part of Kaladin curled up and died. Blood of my fathers. No, Kaladin said. Absolutely not. You are not asking me something to do with your sex lives. You see, Adeline said, I know you've said you don't have interest in, well, any of that. But for many, the process of creating an heir is not just, Kaladin threw his arms up, crossing them over his head. A responsibility, but a pleasure which, Almighty's tenth name, can be performed creatively. Kaladin pressed his head to the table, burying himself in his arms to hide his too warm face and probably disgusted expression. Stop. Please stop. He knew he was whining, in a way ill-befitting a windrunner of his ideal. But the booth they were in was private, and Adeline and Shallan had seen him in far less dignified circumstances. Sorry, Adeline said, patting him on the shoulder. Just wanted to make sure you understood. Well, I don't, Kaladin said, looking up but not lifting his chin from his arms. And I don't storming want to. Why can't you just look like yourselves? I thought you liked how each other looked. I've literally caught you drooling. Adeline frowned. I don't drool, bridge boy. Shallan's face was nearly as red as his face felt, but her expression was significantly more gleeful. There may have been one sparring session I observed that may have generated a small amount of moisture. Adeline cocked an eyebrow and smirked. Moisture, huh? I hate you two, Kaladin lied emphatically. Sorry, Adeline patted him on the shoulder again. So, what do you think? I think Relaine is right, and it's a storming miracle humans have managed to accomplish anything when most of us are permanently stuck in mate form. Adeline heaved a dramatic sigh. About our question, Cal. Come on. We know you don't like talking about this stuff, but that's exactly why we need your opinion. You're unbiased. And honorable. Yes, you said. Have I mentioned before that the rewards for being honorable blow? They turn twin pleading expressions towards him, and he caves immediately. storms, he had gotten weak. Batter and slash, fine, he snapped. Fine, give me a minute, all right? Just stop talking. The two waited, Shallan only opening her mouth to make a joke twice, Adeline successfully nudging her quiet each time. Kaladin lifted himself up, elbows on the table and head in his hands as he looked down, forcing himself to actually give it serious consideration. Wait, I thought Vale was the one who was attracted to women. Oh, right. All right, he finally said. I get that people can't always help what they think about. That's fine. And I also know that trying not to think about something sometimes makes people think about it more, so... Adeline and Shallan nodded. You have no idea. Seriously, I love Shallan. I've absolutely tried not looking at other women's... Anyway, it's so much easier to just forgive each other, the occasional wayward glance or errant thought... They squeezed each other's hands. Kaladin sighed. Right. Sorry if I came off as judgmental. No, no. You've made it very clear that you don't like talking about such things. It's completely reasonable to be unhappy. We are sorry for the times we overshare in front of you. It's fine, Kaladin said curtly. Really, I know you try. Anyway, I also understand that people sometimes fantasize that way about things or people they don't actually want in real life. And sometimes people act that out. Kaladin stared determinedly at the table, face hot. There was a swirling pattern in the marble that he hadn't noticed before. You do? Adeline said, sounding surprised. Kaladin coughed. The swirling pattern kind of looked like a river, viewed from above. There might have been an incident early on in the army, when I heard a couple and, overreacted slightly. They took the time to explain things in painful detail. It's fine. None of my business. That's very open-minded of you, Shallan said, sounding slightly strangled. Tell me, when the couple was explaining things, Kaladin didn't look, but he was fairly sure Adeline just stepped on her foot. Something he was infinitely grateful for. It had been an extremely mortifying lesson. The pair had said they weren't mad about being interrupted, but he was fairly sure they were lying, considering how much detail they went into in their explanation. Honestly, the whole dressing weird or calling each other names or using ropes or whatever. Adeline made a choking noise. Kaladin kept looking at the little river pattern in the table. If he squinted, there were mountains and farms, too. All that stuff isn't more or less unappealing to think about than just regular sex. Kaladin paused. That is not permission to talk about that sort of thing with me. Please don't share anything about your sex life with me, okay? Of course. We know. So, Kaladin continued, rubbing his cheeks to try and get rid of the blush. Wanting someone isn't breaking your vows. Neither is thinking about them. Talking about them is probably fine, too. He ran his finger along a small river in the polished stone. He could practically feel two sets of light eyes drilling a hole in him. My concern, of course, would be for Lynn, if playing around with their image would affect the real person. My main concern is it will impact the way you two interact with them. If we thought it did, then we'd stop immediately, Adeline swore without prompting. The real person matters far more than our baser feelings. Absolutely, Shallan agreed softly. We truly don't want to hurt them. That's why we've been struggling with this. I believe you, Kaladin said, scrubbing a hand over his face. All right, so you've already been thinking about them while together, and it hasn't impacted your interactions with the real person. No. Trying not to think of them that way was worse, Adeline said ruefully. I am fairly sure they have not noticed any feelings on my part, and even if they have, they've ignored them very politely, so, like I said, if messing with light weaving changes that, we'll stop right away. But I don't think it will. We know who they are. Kaladin studied the marble some more. He was pretty sure he had flown over somewhere in Alethkar that looked a bit like that riverbed, but he couldn't remember where. You cannot do this anywhere someone could possibly see or overhear, Kaladin said, looking up to make brief, serious eye contact with each of them. Not visiting another city, not where guards or servants could overhear, even trusted ones. Not in the duelist preparation chamber, yes, I know about that. Not while exploring the less used parts of the city, yes, I heard about that too. Not in your sitting room or against the door where someone passing by could overhear. Just in your own bedchamber, door locked. That sounds very reasonable, Shallan said, flushing but solemn. Very reasonable, Adeline agreed, nodding sharply. Kaladin grimaced, looking back down at the table. I think. Well, part of me says you should ask Lynn directly. That also sounds somewhat humiliating for everyone involved. I mean, again, it's more similar to thinking about someone than anything else. And even if they were, flattered, it's not like you would actually be able to sleep together anyway, with your marriage oaths, so it would be a moot point. Right, Adeline said unconvincingly. Kaladin decided not to question it. So, it's all right? Shallan said hopefully. With those conditions, not dishonorable. Kaladin forced himself to look up again and immediately regretted it. They both looked far too eager. Not dishonorable, he sighed, closing his eyes and leaning back. Thank you, Adeline said with way too much passion. Thank me by never speaking to me of this again and never asking me anything like this for the rest of our lives. Yes to the first one, no promises to the second, Shallan said gleefully. Well, now that we've discussed that matter, how about we get back to talking about leave? For the love of all that is good, please leave, Kaladin begged, not opening his eyes. Shallan took advantage of this by kissing him lightly on the cheek. Adeline hugged him from the other side. There was a sound of spheres tossed on the table in rapid movements, and then they were gone. Kaladin opened his eyes, shaking his head. One of them had knocked over a glass in their haste to leave. They had, of course, left a small fortune to pay the bill. He left the winehouse feeling bemused, mostly. Maybe he'd go find Relaine, and they could gripe about humans and mate forms together. He would probably avoid making eye contact with Lin for the next week, even though he was fairly sure they were talking about Ishna or Burrell. Best not to guess. He kicked off from the ground, the rush of wind immediately clearing away the discomforting thoughts or lingering stress from the day. He smiled, speeding up and feeling his heart race with the exhilaration that only the sky could bring, with no pressing meetings or appointments to attend. Syl had been right. It was good to take a night off every now and then. The end.